out.
Yeah, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
I was just looking at our Facebook page of what I want to be when I grow up.
Actually, I saw you commenting. On it. Yeah.
It was really funny. I don't know if anybody caught it, but that picture that's there is actually my youngest daughter in her preschool. And she says, when I grow up, I want to be a human.
she like was under this misconception that you were not, you had to be like a grown up to be a human.
I mean, fair.
So she just wanted
she thought she was a dog. I don't know.
Remember, she said you have to be big to be human.
Yeah.
That's and she was
adorable.
Little.
Adorable.
So.
How old was she in that picture?
Like four?
Yeah. She was in preschool. Four. So, yeah, yeah. Three. It's 2014.
Yeah.
So it was 10 years ago. So she had been four.
Yeah.
There's so many back to school, like pics and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see Crystal?
Yes.
I mean, is she like
that was a lot.
The most over-the-top mom ever? Like, I love it.
Cookies for the teachers, a balloon arch, you know. I was like, dang, girl, get it.
My kids got like a sign and rushed pictures on the porch.
I didn't take Lane's picture until 3 days later and then was too embarrassed to post it.
Oh, I would.
Because the first day anyway. He was like running out of the door. The second day he was sick. And I was like, all right, day three, let's get your picture, kid. First day of school.
I got the picture, but it's kind of half of it just because she's in her little Catholic outfit. Oh, I just love it.
That's cute.
I love all the little.
Yeah.
The school girl.
When she was little and went to Catholic school for 1 year, it was like the matching headbands and the little collared shirts. She let me dress her like a little doll. I'm sure she got teased, but she looked adorable.
But they all kind of look like
the little plaid jumper. Yeah. She's like, Mom, no, girls just wear skorts every day or something. I'm like, oh, well, you looked cute.
Yeah.
And you wore the jumper, so there.
But it's interesting to see what people wanted to be. And then in that thread, it's almost like I wanted to see what people ended up doing.
So I thought that too. I wanted to ask everybody, like, and what are you now? You know, because there's a few people who commented and said, this is what I ended up doing, which I liked.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny too, like your perception of what you want to do as a kid. Like one person put on there, I really wanted to work at Burger King. Like I thought that'd be the coolest job.
Someone said like a grocery store worker, you know.
And it's like at that age, I remember I just wanted to be a barista.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that what you wanted to be?
Well, I mean, I wanted to, like, work here eventually, but I really wanted to, like, just be
I think it was London. I think it was London. I think it was you. She said she wanted to be president.
It was London.
And I'm like, oh, like, president of the U.S.? Like, that's kind of cool. And she's like, oh, no, president of Coffee Beanery.
Yeah.
Like, that was, that's like, way more.
Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
So,
good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
I put I wanted to make beer.
You still could,
you
Logan.
You still can.
You are pretty much a
I
roast
I think Dad master. Has a beer maker. Somewhere in the garage.
Well, so Jason does.
At our 40th anniversary, because we just celebrated, 48? Right?
Yeah,
48.
So at our 40th birthday, we had a whole week of themes. Mm-hmm. And one of the days was...
We had a spirit week.
Spirit week.
We had a spirit week.
And we did dress like what you wanted to be when you grow up. So I was a white tiger trainer. Specifically white tigers.
I was a teacher. Like, I wanted to be a teacher until I thought
the principal.
Yeah, how much I remember that, actually. You were a sexy principal. Let's be real.
It was cute.
Sexy, trampy, whatever. It's
you had
all
to
good.
Make a presentation. Was that for senior exit, Logan?
About making beer? Nice.
Why did I not see your presentation?
You didn't come to mine either.
I don't think you were supposed to see it.
I don't remember why, but I couldn't. No, you didn't tell me about it on purpose because you said I'd make you nervous.
Maybe.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, I didn't know I could come.
Other parents weren't really there. Honestly, it probably would have been worse if you were there because the one lady was there, the judge.
The judge that didn't like me, so she gave you a bad grade.
Mm. Yep.
They invited, like, so at our school, they have the senior exit presentation. I'm sure
that's
it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And my oldest son was the one who said that he was going to be married within 5 years. And all the judges' eyebrows just hit their hairline like, okay, we have an 18-year-old talking about matrimony. Okay, this is odd. And then 5 years.
18-year-old boy.
Yeah. And they were trying to, like, talk him down a little bit. And he's like, I'm going to be married, bringing him by the time I'm 24. Well, he's 23 right now, so... I know.
Well, I mean, it's coming.
Out. Yeah. I mean, he's with the same person. So, you know, we'll see. But I just remember going, so stunned. Is that what you just said?
I did. I was going to get married at 23. I have kids at 25, 27, and 29.
Okay. And you did.
I got married at 21. I had kids at 23, 24, 25, 26.
Keep going.
27.
Keep going.
I don't even know.
And?
They're actually 28, I think, and 41.
It's like, keep going. And you're not done yet.
I keep teasing Sedona, going, well, we could still have a little brother or sister for you. She just said the other day, she's like, no more. I don't want any more siblings.
Didn't she want one when she was little?
Oh, yeah. When she was little, she begged for one.
Yeah. And you're just like, do you realize the miracle you are?
I remember crying, going, nobody's going to be able to be on the teeter-totter with her. She can't even teeter-totter. Oh,
that's probably safer. That's probably the safer option than what happened
with
us.
Do they still make teeter-totters? Like, are they
still? Yeah, we took the kids to the little zoo, and they had, like, light up in glow-in-the-dark ones.
Oh.
Like, lit up ones.
Morning,
and the kids
Charles.
Had so much fun doing it.
They seem so dangerous.
It's cute.
Hey, Charles.
I don't know.
But no, it was fun seeing what everybody wanted to be. And it is a lot of things that, but I liked, like, I wanted to be Nancy Drew, or what inspired it, too.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. One of the people said, gosh, what is it? Lisa Frank. Because of Lisa Frank, I wanted to be
a marine biologist.
A marine biologist.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was a great answer.
I'm like, oh, that's super cute.
There was
cute.
A lot of fun answers.
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah. I was excited.
But
them.
I want everyone to go back and say what they actually are.
Yeah, for sure. I
well,
guess I need to pick
some
winners.
Estelle, you know, chose three professions. And then when I told her that, you know, she would have to, like, go to college and stuff, she gave me a big sigh and goes, I guess I'll just be a stay-at-home mom then. I'm like, oh my gosh,
what were her three options?
Well, she's going to be an EMT, a police officer, and a firefighter all at once.
Technically, things she doesn't have to go to college for.
She's going to do part-time jobs.
Okay.
For all of these things.
That's fine.
Yeah, Sedona's going to be she's older, so I shouldn't even, but she's going to move to New York, be an executive assistant to somebody. And then teach dance at night.
Oh, I love it.
She would cry.
So.
They would yell at her and she would cry.
Yeah.
She would be.
My son wants to be a marine biologist and, because he thinks he can do both, what did he say? A mechanical engineer. But now he's thinking about going into the military. He wants to go to one of the military academies and train there and then do 4 years of military and then maybe be a general. And he thinks that ghost operatives are a thing still. So you know how like Navy SEALs is like the top of the top. He thinks that ghost is a thing.
Probably that, is.
Probably
okay,
is.
So we Googled it because this was a whole
thing.
Well,
they're not going to put it on Google, Patty.
Well, that's what he's telling me, right? He's like, Mom, as if we tell. But when you look up ghosts, it was something that happened during World War II.
Yeah,
and they were like the highly trained operatives.
There are
people
there are
above.
Teams of these
yes.
that
so,
they don't put on
so
Google.
That's, so exactly, this is what my son is going to do. He's basically saying that he's going to be in the
Great.
Secret. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
He should probably start training now.
So he's going to look into junior ROTC next year when he's in ninth grade.
I mean, physically.
Yeah, yeah, all of that. He's
you know
got a lot,
mean,
of, just, lot of physical training
like
to do.
Physical, very, very physical.
I
all
don't,
of that
I don't
stuff
think
is.
He realizes that. So
that's what I'd give him a program to start training on that part of it and then see where it goes.
So he has a great mentor. And yesterday we were sitting with him and he was telling him like all of the things he's got to do in the steps. So I mean, we'll see.
Hey.
Well, we'll
yeah,
see.
Great.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that have gone to Kathy's sons went to military school, and I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very hard to get in, but what amazing opportunities.
Dr. Rico said 9% of people, or 9% of applicants actually get into the five military academies in the United States. So,
yeah, it's very
interesting.
Difficult.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool.
We'll see how
and recommendations
goes.
Are huge.
You have to have a recommendation from a congressman, he said, to get in. So
from a congressman?
Yeah. I don't even know how you do that, but, you know, he's got time. So just fascinating.
Yeah.
Interesting to learn about that side of things that I didn't know about.
That's great to have really cool aspirations.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's great. Those are really pretty out-of-the-box things.
Yeah. I don't think
everybody
that,
knows a teacher or whatever. I liked the grocery store worker, though.
I did too.
I wanted to be a grocery
the
store
bagger.
Worker.
Who? My favorite are the videos of people working at Aldi and just like slamming the stuff through really quick, and then like people going home and then playing Aldi, like you know, grocery store with their kids and just whipping the things through.
Well, it got me thinking too of like all the jobs that I applied for, like in college and stuff, like all the things that I really wanted to do.
Yeah,
I didn't get hired at any of them.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you know, what you think you want and what you want, you know, I mean, who would have thought I'd be here, you know?
Yeah.
After I started working as a seasonal worker, I didn't think I'd still be at Coffee Beanery. What, how many years later?
Yeah. And we just had anniversaries and we celebrated someone's 40th yeah. year. Which was pretty cool.
Yeah, Lori made him a knife. I think he liked it.
Yeah, and then she like couldn't get it out of the case and it just turned into a whole dangerous situation.
We were like 95% sure she was going to cut herself.
And the gentleman's like, I mean, knives are his thing, right? I'm like, just hand it over. just give him the knife.
The seat wasn't great. He
can,
cool.
Well, I was going to, he could take it out.
Yeah,
you
much,
taking
much
it out
more
was
safely, I'm sure.
Terrifying.
Britt and I were standing by each other going, stop. Just hand it to him. Stop.
This no. isn't
you hold the box and give him the knife.
Yeah. Just hand him the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Paul.
We're glad you didn't hurt yourself.
Me too. It was a little sketchy there. So. Oh, cool, and I think I talked to the boys. I think they need, they're going to do a takeover when they'll be the judges of our
cooking.
Oh,
you did talk to them. Okay.
Perfect. So, well, I didn't talk to them. I just told them.
We'll have to put a date in their calendar so we can make sure Houston's in town because I know he travels a lot for work.
Yeah. He's going to be gone a little bit to California.
Okay.
So today we are introducing, and you may have seen it online, the Costa Rican Gladiola.
Yay.
Do you want to give a little recap of how this came to be? I wasn't there, so. Yeah.
We've talked about it a little bit, but for our convention this year, we took franchisees to the Costa Rica, we call it the La Manita Farm, but it's not actually the
Hacienda
La Manita,
La Manita, yeah.
But is it really?
Yeah. Well, that's the house, is the Hacienda La Manita. Yeah.
They actually are part of a bigger farm.
Mm-hmm. It's called like the Rio de Terrazu or something.
It says it right here.
Does it?
Casa del...
No, that's just the daycare.
Oh,
okay.
And my Spanish is great.
Your accents
we
are
went
fantastic.
To the farm, and we always do a coffee tasting there with our franchisees, and we were tasting the coffee. Yeah, with them, and we have La Manita and Terrazu coffees that we already get directly from that farm, and then we tasted the Gladiola, and it was just such a different taste profile. I thought it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Logan was here to tell us more about the taste profile.
When we taste them.
But we are going to taste it. So we're going to taste the different coffees, and they are all very distinctly, even though they're grown on the same farm, they are very distinctly different.
Well, they're
coffees.
Grown on the same, in the same like co-op more, but they are separated a little bit. I mean,
no,
are they at different
inner,
elevations?
They're
really
some.
In between them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah.
But it is different soil.
So it's just because of the crop?
It's the coffee plants themselves.
The plant.
Like the La Manita beans.
So what is this?
Were red and yellow. And they're actually phasing out the yellow, which is like, was a really unique thing. Yeah.
Because
we're going to try Terrazu
first. It was a very fragile.
Yeah. I wanted to try Terrazu first because that was the first Costa Rican coffee that we started to carry here. Like, it's been here the entire time I've worked here. And then La Manita was a little bit newer to us.
Didn't we get Costa Rican Terrazu, but not from this farm?
I can't say
first.
For sure. Yeah.
And then we, like 5 years ago, we switched over to this farm because the quality was a lot better.
So Terrazu is an area. Yeah. And then we just decided to directly get it from them because, again, we talk about this. They're so wonderful to their workers and you know, because pickers usually are a seasonal thing, and there are people that come harvest season, but they actually employ people year round, and they have just really cute little housing for them. These little blue houses.
Yeah, I should have put pictures of the houses.
They're
on
really
here.
Cute, and a medical and dental, and for their families as well, because healthcare there is very costly, and so they provide it now for the people's families, so their parents and their entire family.
And what I was reading online, I mean, they take care of the workers, but they also just take care of the community, like all the local people, because sometimes there's nowhere to travel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So even if they don't work at the farm, they take care of
them.
They
do. Yeah. They're very
community-minded. Their whole community.
Yeah.
And that's why we ended up introducing the trio in pods, 12-ounce, and samplers.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did the full variety here.
The trifecta.
To support Casas del Alegría.
Oh, look at your new Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is the daycare.
And it's so much more than daycare than we think about here.
I mean, it's the daycare, but it's also the medical. I mean, they take care of these kids, like literally bathing them, teaching
washing their
them.
Clothes, teaching, educating.
Yeah.
And so that their parents just feel safe that these kids have a really – and it was – I mean, you could see the love. And it, I think it's really interesting to see the older kids helping with the younger kids as well.
Yeah.
And that's – we talked about doing donations for our Amazon link, which Britton made.
Well,
Amazon
so proceeds from purchasing the coffee, a portion of the proceeds will go to the farm. If you – in the comments, there's a Costa Rican, like, Trio coffee page, and that has the Amazon wish list link. And at checkout, there's also a donation button, and all of that will just go directly to them or to buy things on the Amazon wish list that they've asked for. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Amazon wish list, they really do need, like, shoes and clothes and stuff, but it makes you add it by size. Mm. It doesn't have to be directly from the wish list. Those were just to give some ideas, but the educational stuff is more specific.
Right. Like, if you're at, like, your local thrift store and you found some, like, you know, nice, you know, good condition or new shoes.
And then our plan is when we get a pallet worth of stuff or a substantial, then we'll send it to them. And then we'll just keep going.
So we'll collect it all and then mail it down. And and it's kind of in
perpetuity. I will say the kids were there. They were so clean. And, but they're, you know, their clothes did show signs of wear. And they had, like, one soccer ball and they didn't really have a lot of toys or anything. So we just want to make sure that they have the resources they need to take care of these kids. You know, I should put on there's like laundry soap maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Just shipping that. I mean, we could, well, it depends how they, it depends how they wash it.
Yeah, true.
It's on pallets though.
But what she means is if they're washing by hand and not like with a washer or dryer too. I can't remember.
Hello, we just started, Jennifer. No worries.
Oh, good morning.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there. And then we tried to really think about, you know, when kids, especially our kids get birthday presents, it's just toys on toys and toys. But we tried to think about things that were easy to store and the bins to store them in and all
the organization. So I don't get some stuff and have nowhere to put them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did put some bins and not as fun stuff, but really practical things that they can use.
And then we tried to do stuff in English and Spanish.
I wondered if you found stuff like that.
Yeah. So like we did like Spanish early reader books and stuff, but then we also did English and English flashcards because especially at that young age, it's a great time for them to start learning English.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there was a lot of kind of like bulk shorties, bulk shirts, whatever, because I think it is kind of nice. I mean, it's not a uniform, but it is kind of nice for them to, you know, like two kids don't get really nice things. Yeah. And then do you know what I mean? Just, and it was easier to put some things up there in bulk.
Yeah, I try to find stuff kind of in a pretty good price
wash and
range.
Wear, easy to wash and wear. Yeah, then there's a variety of, but especially coming into the holidays and stuff, if you're company or if people, I know that we try to bless people at the holidays. So the kids were so thankful and happy with just like one soccer ball and they were thrilled.
Yeah.
You did miss the end of the birthday week promo, but Labor Day sale, the last day is today. So you could catch that one.
Yeah.
Labor Day sales.
Oh, you might have a code save from those points too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what, 25%?
25%. Yeah. I think the code is Labor24.
Yeah. And it ends today.
Yep. So. Today's last day for that.
And what do you guys think of the Terra Zoo?
I like the Terra Zoo.
It's good.
I think it's pretty bright.
It's not going to be my favorite profile for sure. Yeah. I like the Laminita. I just like a smooth,
I like the Terra Zoo.
Velvety flavor. So the crisp and lively, I would say that is a good description of that.
Yeah.
So if you like a brighter, a little more acidic flavor, I think that is your jam.
I think it's good.
So
good morning, Crystal. Or good morning, Chuck.
This is the coffee that I buy for home.
The Laminita.
The Laminita. This is my very favorite coffee.
I'm going to see Chuck in a few weeks. Yay. I can't believe it's coming up so quick.
Yeah. That's good. I don't, it is less bright, just a touch though.
Mm-hmm. But it has got that sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this one is the one that they say has got the notes of caramelized sugar, citrus orange, and milk chocolate. Yep. Sweet and balanced is what we put on the box.
I I could see that.
This is good. Mm-hmm. I love this one. Logan thinks
every time I'm like, Logan, help me with a description. He thinks they're the most like ridiculous things.
He said we describe them better though, because I just said you need to come on so you can like give the like real description. And he said, no, our descriptions are better. I don't know if they're just more entertaining.
Probably that.
Because probably a roast master would not be.
I think his are more like realistic and we're like flowery.
Yeah, that's true.
Our descriptions are more flowery.
If you haven't had the Lamanita, it is such a good coffee.
Anything, exactly.
The
lie.
Thank you, Logan.
You sit on a throne of lies, Logan.
So sweet and balanced.
No one else can see that. Yeah. Logan said anything over three words is a lie. So that's why he won't describe them. I mean, when we do the flavor wheel, though, it is pretty much three, four
words. It is really interesting to do that flavor wheel and really determine. We should have another coffee tasting or something.
Yeah.
We should actually do that.
Just did that, not that
long. It would be fun.
You just weren't here.
It would be fun if we sent some coffees to people and did a virtual coffee tasting.
That's what we said we were going to do. Okay. We just need to plan a date.
We need to plan it. Because these are very good examples of this.
Yeah. You're the one who's hard to nail down. I actually haven't had the Gladiola yet. I know you guys tried it there.
We tried it roasted a few different ways here, too.
Yes, I was not here.
I really like the Gladiola.
That's what I've heard.
So Logan did it a couple different ways. And like one he like, it was really interesting to see like kind of the artistry in
that. The development of it.
Because he would do it like, to this level and then just a little bit more of a level. And then it was like, oh no, that's not good. You know?
And at the end they built the flavor up. Like they just developed it more.
Said she was disappointed in her taste buds.
Hmm.
What was disappointed?
Oh, did you?
Oh, you stumped me on those last time, but it was so much fun. Oh, when we did the mystery ones. Yeah.
It's so hard. I think mystery is so hard because I know the flavor. I just can't attach it to anything. I imagine it's what people with kind of dementia feel when they know a word, it's right there, but they can't bring it to the forefront. So I know the flavor.
Well, to be fair, the flavors that I sent you, Jen, was like they're pretty mild. So and with the milder flavors, it doesn't like hit you in the face.
Not like the one she makes us try.
Yeah,
not like pickle flavor.
Yeah, sometimes I like to have fun. I have so many fun flavors in my office right now, too.
Like, I felt like I lost my microphone.
Did you lose your microphone?
I did lose my microphone.
Mm. What do you guys think?
I didn't lose it fully, but I did lose it.
This is wonderful. This Gladio, isn't it good?
Yeah, it's super, super smooth.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I think we tried three different variations of it, roasted a different way. But it is hard because I'm always going to want something smooth and less acidic because that's what I prefer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is wonderful.
Well, and when he went a different direction with it, you lost those flavor notes and we could taste it right away. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, wow, like it explodes on your tongue at this level. Mm-hmm. But at this level, you completely lose that because you literally roasted it right out of it.
Or the depth of the flavor just disappeared.
Yeah. I thought it was super interesting to do that and taste it like that with
Logan.
And
I was really happy too because Logan's the roast, so he does the roast profiles, but Kevin actually physically roasts the coffee, and that hearing Kevin, he's learned so much about roasting.
Yeah,
they would be like, it's like girl talk. They'd be like, oh, do the blizz, and then we're like, I have no idea what you guys just said.
Yeah, first crack.
Yeah, do this. Okay, we just got to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, sounds like you guys know what you're talking about.
Well, it's just interesting because like, I don't think you've got home roasters, but I don't think just anybody can develop like that. Like, that's crazy to me.
No, but it is crazy. When we went to Sweden, which was a long time ago, we went to a bunch of different coffee roasters, and Logan just jumps in with these roasters and they just got going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you learn a lot by doing.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Well, and he's just so passionate about it too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of like machinery. He just gets how the process works. So he just understands
it. But it is also like baking where there is just you know, there's a scientific element, but there's also like a lot of trial and error.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for our baking.
Yeah. It was so fascinating to watch this process go. Like,
I can reclaim my trophy.
It is good, though. Tuesdays are my only day off of sports. So I'll actually be able to bake, hopefully.
For our next baking challenge, which is going to be next month. Oh, we did release to the VIPs what our flavor was.
Yeah, the theme, yes.
What the theme is, the theme. Which I didn't know those
things. Pretty in pink.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the pretty in pink. Okay, yeah. That'll be cute. Yeah. I see the artwork so far ahead of time.
Right.
Like, I... So far.
What I have to decide is when I start doing my social posts, am I going to make it like super 80s theme, like Molly Ringwald movies, or is it just going to be pink?
Oh, we should totally dress up with the coffees. Oh my gosh. In our 80s.
I feel like it's like 80s.
Yeah.
Totally 80s.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But they are like pink inspired treats or pink treats, I guess. Yeah.
They're cute. It should be fun.
Yeah. And then that's what we'll do our bake off on next month. And we have a bake off.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we have like 3 bake offs this year we're going to do before the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
So basically the rest of the months.
Not November, I think, but I think September, October, and December we have bake offs.
But it is September right now.
Yeah. So like, oh, yeah. I keep thinking next month, but yeah, September. So like when we do our tasting of the pretty
bubble gum coming back.
Did you like the bubble gum, Jen?
Because I would say probably not.
We had that bubble gum on the shelf for a minute.
But the crazy thing is,
it was an interesting flavor, though. Some people loved it.
Yeah, we still get asked for bubble gum.
It's kind of like the licorice, the black licorice. If you loved it, you loved it.
Yeah.
You did.
We have a pretty big influencer. She just buys our coffee because she loves it. And she's from Sweden, and she says, I love this licorice coffee. I always would, because I guess, like, that's a big thing in Sweden.
Yeah, it is. Huge. Malin loves black licorice.
So it's funny how, like, you try a flavor and you don't know if you're going to like it, and then you fall in love with it.
Yeah, bubble gum's such, like, a weird flavor to love in coffee. But I thought it was good.
What I have a hard time with
people didn't even try it. Is that what
you're
getting?
Yeah, a lot of people
like to say, I won't even try it. It's like, I mean... Mm-hmm. I'd at least brew it and smell it, if nothing else.
What's hard, though, is, like, people will email us after the fact, one of our customers, Gail, she sent an email, and she has, like, 4 flavors. She's like, please bring these back. Please bring these back. And it's like, do we not?
But that's where our best of comes in. That's why we do the best of every year, because at least people get a repeat of their favorites.
Right.
At least 4 of their favorites.
That's me with the bacon ones sitting in the back of the coffee drawer.
Hey, knowing that you don't like bacon at all, like, I don't blame you. If you don't like the flavor of bacon, that's not for you.
I didn't say taste it. I said smell it. Because usually if you smell it, you know what it's going to taste like and if you're going to like it or not. Yeah. And I love bacon. Like, I love bacon, but I do not appreciate bacon in things.
Yes.
I want just bacon by itself. I don't even want, like, the maple bacon, millionaire bacon.
Yeah.
I just want bacon.
Yeah. That is true.
I like bacon pretty much any way it comes.
Because we had bacon cookies. Not good.
No. Yeah. The bacon, like, got soft and it, like, lost the salty. I don't know. It just didn't. Yeah.
It's hard to be in other. Like, unless it's intended to be in there, like scrambled eggs or sausage balls or something that, to me, bacon.
Right.
But in unexpected things, I'm not a fan of it. Drinks, not so much.
No, yeah. I would agree. That's not my favorite either.
I would go with that too.
I just haven't had a good one.
But a Bloody Mary for sure.
We did bring a bunch of pictures of Casa Stel Alegre. Yeah. Did we want to go through those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I didn't format these, so we're going to format them as we go. So I apologize for that.
Okay.
I kind of forgot about that. Oh, no. That's great. Oh. Perfect.
Yeah.
Aw. So my husband, Kevin, was this little girl. She was just the cutest. We no more had walked into the place.
Like, this is like seconds after we came in.
Grabbed his finger and would not let him go.
Yes.
She was so enamored with him. And so he sat down and put her on his lap. And then other kids would come up to him and she was like pushing him, kicking him away. She wanted him all to herself.
She was with him pretty much the whole time, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. She would not let him go. It was just the cutest thing.
Jennifer said I hated every second of it.
Abe will wake him for the office. Oh. Was his request. That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't look at on Facebook. It turns the picture. Sorry, Facebook. I don't know why it's doing that to you.
Oh, that is
might
weird.
Do it on all of them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like stretched or whatever.
They are kind of weird. I don't know why. Maybe if I do like.
But this little baby was just the cutest. This little
baby.
Sorry
about all the clicking. I'm trying to figure out.
Well, and here's what I love, because I was going through and I was picking out pictures. When you look at all of our faces, we are so happy. Like when Drew, our contact at the farm, told us that we were going to go to the daycare, I was like, okay, cool, that's nice. I didn't think that, I didn't realize that it was going to be our favorite thing. Like everybody's favorite thing was it this was part just of our so trip. Cute.
You know, when we went to the Dominican, we visited a farm. Mm-hmm. I remember I was pregnant with one of my kids. And it was so delightful. They were singing like 10 Little Monkeys. Aww. So they in English. So okay. They learned English songs for us. Aww. But we were pulling up. They're like, "Hi, gringos!" Hi, gringos.
That's cute.
And they were just so darling.
Oh, look at their view though. Like, can you see? Like, right? I mean, so this whole patio is surrounded by that big fence, mm-hmm. and it's literally like at that mountain.
It's a cliff
at the end. Yeah, it's just like. There we go.
Straight down.
Please
and
don't
the little
soccer
ball
the fence.
Went over the fence. There she is. Just
she yep, did.
Just sitting with Kevin the whole
and
time.
And then they loved our phones, so they wanted to look at the phones. And
yes. I'm so sad they're sideways on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's Marv.
Yeah, Marv went.
He grabbed his own baby.
Yeah.
We were all grabbing
like, I need a baby.
He was the first one. He just like picked up this baby and then he handed her to me. And I was like,
so
I got a baby
weird.
Now.
I don't know. And it really, people look really much heavier than
yeah
they
yeah
are.
Well they're like they're it's like skewed. Stretching the pictures yeah. out really weird
so it's
I wonder
not
if
you.
I can just do them like
yeah yeah maybe that's better
but that's
know.
Like weird too
yeah
it's just skewed I think
Logan so. Says they're sideways everywhere
they look upright
oh,
where we are
on there
yeah
how do I make it not sideways Logan
yeah tell us more bud
I don't know it's only sideways on Facebook I think mm-hmm. Looks side or it looks upright.
So
on
what are
screen.
We on?
Oh, yeah, look at I don't know
that wide face.
Making the pictures so weird.
They were just so cute. All the little babies.
What if we do this?
It was pretty cute though because two of our franchisees are Hispanic, and they were just like. Yeah, they didn't. They're like, you look like my mom.
Yeah,
I don't want anything to do.
Look at Logan. They're like, they're all wonky.
Why are they wonky?
But it's upright on our screen. Mm-hmm. It's just really,
really odd.
It only has replace and remove. Yeah. It is weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it does.
Okay,
that.
So everybody imagine is much thinner than these pictures would indicate.
<It's> exactly. Just pretend they're correct.
They're sideways. They're normal on mm-hmm. our screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like we can see it sideways. On
right over there
on the Facebook screen, mm-hmm.
and this is Renna. She's our franchisee in Ocean City.
City.
She loved this baby.
Oh,
that's so weird, though, right?
They're just so cute.
I don't know why it's doing that.
Doing weird stuff.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And Sedona.
And this is my youngest. So Sedona, she had lots of bracelets, and we felt so bad because. That was part of the bracelet making kit we put on the list because they just loved bracelets.
Yeah.
But we didn't have enough to give everybody.
Yeah. Now we know we'd bring
tons
done with us.
Yeah, we should have brought
stickers and tattoos mm-hmm. and everything.
And they loved taking pictures. So they took pictures of us and
mm-hmm. with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More Sedona's bracelets. Look at them all.
I know.
They
she had like
them.
A little gaggle of girls around her, just like
I think
obsessed
they liked
with their
a
bracelets.
Blonde hair too.
Yeah, for sure. These were my babies.
Oh, these are Patty's boys.
Yeah. I haven't named them yet, but I literally.
I'm sure they have names.
Well, like I'm working on it. But I sent my mom these pictures and they took my sunglasses. And I was like, Mom, you have new grandbabies. You're an abuela.
They
She's
were
like,
just so
friendly
and cute.
Tell me more. How are you getting them home? I'm like, I haven't worked that out yet.
Working on it.
They have parents who love them.
I could also be their parent who loves them.
So this is the whole group of us.
Yeah. All of our, we had, 26 people that came with us mm-hmm. and then babies.
Yeah.
Good size group.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look
girls,
at their view every day.
And they
day.
Love getting their picture taken. They were really cute.
Look at that hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love
and
it.
And you can see just a lot of different ages. So it's really just a...
Oh, that one's normal on Facebook.
Oh, that
That's
is weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It
oh, you know what? Were these pictures that Logan took or pictures that I... well, I must have been pictures Logan took. So maybe ones were my cell phone pictures. Since I'm in the picture, this must be one that Logan took. So maybe that's the difference.
Maybe. Because, these ones are all normal.
I don't know what they're crowded around.
I don't know.
I'm looking at somebody's
phone.
And
we had our little Costa Rica shirt. So cute with a sloth. Oh, she was just darling.
Yeah.
She was very sweet.
Look at.
I know, right? They're so sweet.
All the babies.
Sedona. Mm-hmm. Logan's probably just embarrassing her by taking pictures. I can already see what's
That's why
happening.
She decided to take a picture back of him.
Yeah.
So, but you can see it's pretty utilitarian, their stuff.
Can you see, though, your face over there? I put this picture in here because, like, you are, like, smiling so big.
Oh, I can't see that far.
Yeah. I thought it was a cute picture because, like, everybody's face was like that the whole mm-hmm. time we were there. Everybody was so happy to see these babies.
They are so sweet.
And I
loved how much they wanted their pictures taken, too.
Yeah. Well, and I included this picture so you could see, like, their hand washing.
Oh, this was the kids taking pictures. So Logan gave them the camera.
Oh,
yes.
the kids are taking pictures.
This little girl, and you can see, like in the next two pictures, like, she got right up to his camera. And, he took a picture. And then the next picture is her reaching for the camera so she can take a picture. And he's got a pretty expensive camera, and he was letting them take pictures on his camera. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. And then the boys were playing soccer.
Yes. And this is where their one soccer ball went over the fence into the ravine.
It looks
and
like
I
it
thought,
go.
Oh my gosh. Oh, a dog came crawling from under there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but somebody went down to the ravine and got their soccer ball back.
Yeah. Like just one of the kids.
Just kick it off the cliff.
Yeah.
Why don't
I know.
Yeah. Oh, and then more bracelets.
Yeah.
Yep.
They love the bracelets. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Poor Angelica over to the side.
I know.
She's like, the kids won't come to me.
Like, he looked here. Here
she's
looked
throwing
like my
a
mom.
Fit because
she
they
was.
Won't come to her.
She, well, she was like, she's just like, oh, you're like my mom. You know, you look just like my mom. You're not. I want to go to the blonde people.
But it was really nice because they could talk to everybody.
They
because
could.
They
speak, oh, yeah, they
you know,
speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, pretty cool.
Yeah. We loved that part of the trip. So
it was very cool. What? And then you just really, I mean, you can kind of see it's very utilitarian. And I just thought, gosh, it'd be nice to.
And they do have a school room and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Yeah, there's inside rooms on the other side. This is like at the big patio area. Mm-hmm. And then there is interior rooms as well.
They had a TV with SpongeBob playing. They had mats on the floor for the kids to sit on. And they had all the tables and stuff. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
What you just saw were kids that will actually be helped by the donations.
Absolutely.
So like.
And you can see a varying ages. And that was, it's after harvest. So it was a very small amount of the children.
Yeah.
Because usually don't they say they have 60?
Well, they have three different locations.
Oh, they had two.
Oh, I thought they had three.
No,
okay, so two
different.
And so this was one of them. And yeah, I know they said they had a lot less because it was after the season.
Yeah. So I think they had like 20 some kids, but usually it's like 60 to 80.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we loved seeing them though. That was so great.
So two different ways. Obviously, when you buy the Costa Rican coffee, money will go towards the foundation. Will give that money to them to do whatever they want with it, to help the children. And then the second thing is we just figured it might be nice. Sometimes it's nice just to give, know what you're giving. So if you do want to look at the Amazon gift list and donate anything, when we get whatever, we're going to find out the cheapest way, whether it's a pallet or big boxes or whatever.
Yeah. And it should
when we get
have,
enough, we'll do
it should, like in the Amazon wish list, you should be able to select our address and just ship it directly here so that we can stage it all. But if you find something outside of the wish list, feel free to send it to us as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as far as these coffees, the Terrazu is the brightest, we would say.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the La Manita.
The most balanced maybe and just sweet.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel like Lamanita? Gladiola has more. I don't know what it has more.
You want to try it again?
This is my Gladiola. Oh, they're so different as it cools, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good. They're just so different tasting
from
each other. Mm. But all really good. It's just a lot of depth of flavor,
good.
I think, to all of them.
Yeah.
It's actually really good cold.
Almost, I know.
I was like, give me some more of that.
Almost
it's really,
like
really good
body.
Cold.
There you go,
I
Logan.
Was going to say body.
Hmm. We're super technical. Aw, thank you, Deborah.
I mean, we definitely prefer a coffee company with our technical terms, right?
Yeah.
But they are wonderful coffees. And then, even if you don't drink straight coffees, then you can just donate. if you would like to.
Logan says La Manita is pretty balanced with more sugars, but he means like sweet notes. There is no actual sugar.
Right. Yeah.
I guess you're on YouTube. Nobody can see that but you. I mean,
it is balanced. So La Manita is very sweet. And it's really probably 80% of people's favorite coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is such a good coffee. But the Gladiola is very good. And then the Terzo, if you like brighter coffee, that is a nice medium roast, light, bright coffee.
In terms of our non-flavored coffees, I mean, I feel like I pack up more La Manita than anything. Is that maybe our top seller? Or
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested to know what our top unflavored coffee
is. I think that a lot of people like dark coffees, so like a lot of the darker coffees too.
I feel like I pull a lot of Colombian. I think La Manita and Terrazu a lot are pretty equal, honestly.
We saw a lot of Guatemala. Our Guatemalan Weiwei Tenango, which is just too fun to say, is really good too. But it is earthy. It's a different taste of coffee, but people really love it. It's such a unique flavor. I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I pull most of those ones pretty evenly.
Yeah.
The Pacific Dark is our just espresso really dark.
Is incredible, mm-hmm. though. It's one of our best coffees.
And as brewed as a coffee is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think espresso, you can only use it if you're making espresso pucks, but
yeah.
It is so nice excellent. And balanced.
Like Beanery and breakfast are probably at the top.
Our house coffee is Beanery and then breakfast. And actually, here every day I drink breakfast blend. I love our breakfast blend.
Yeah.
You know,
I prefer a breakfast over Beanery, just personally, but that's because it goes back to the acidity of it.
Yeah, the brightness on your tongue. Beanery's a little brighter.
Not the pH balance.
Yes.
No.
Beanery's a little brighter, and I like it a little more mellow, and I think the breakfast is a lot more mellow.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Uh-oh.
I only buy your flavored coffees. I've never heard of these varieties you're munching now. They're all our unflavored coffees. They're actually really good. Yeah. I think people are surprised to find out that they like unflavored coffee.
And how different unflavored coffee can taste from each other.
Yes.
And to me, it's much like wine.
I feel like a fake fan.
So you need to kind of just figure out what your preference is. Like for I like fruity sweet wine. I don't like dry, you know, bubbly or
white wines.
I don't like dry wine. I just don't like that. So the coffees are going to be very similar. That's why I like a La Manita or more than other ones.
I will say 80% of our sales, Jennifer, are flavored coffee.
Absolutely.
You're not a fake at all.
We're kind of a big deal with our flavored coffee.
We do unflavored coffee we roast unflavored coffee very well.
Yes.
But
we are kind of the Willy Wonka of coffee, so it is more about flavoring for us.
Yeah.
But we do have wonderful non-flavored coffees as well.
Speaking of flavored coffee, you guys, did we not put out like a million things of fall-flavored coffee yesterday?
Oh my gosh, the caramel apple and pumpkin spice was going crazy.
It was like every order had pumpkin or caramel apple.
And it was in another aisle. It was so annoying.
I know. It's because we ran out of room in the main aisle.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, I'm going to have to out-of-stock all or put them on a different shelf. I just gave up.
Yeah.
It is irritating.
I know. I was just like, man, every order had these on here. I'm like, you guys must be feeling fall
and
right
now.
And
a lot of decaf too.
Yeah.
You know, and we've gotten quite a few people who thank us for having such decaf, so many varieties. Decaf,
I think we have decaf really in every flavor.
Do we now?
Yeah.
For a minute we didn't. So yeah, I know
we
added the ones.
Yeah, every flavor. Yeah. I keep touching the bottom of this and now there's coffee coming through the edge of it.
Oh.
I was going to drop the whole thing in there.
I was just waiting for the beverage ideas.
They're not great for hot beverages.
Yeah.
So.
No.
We buy these little Dixie cups for just little samples.
Well, we were using our little cute coffee Beanery ones, but those cost a lot of money.
Yeah. We just got them redone, though, so they're not too bad.
But we had so limited quantities. I'm like, don't use them up. You won't have any.
Oh, yeah. The new decaf French roast, maybe. Logan says we should talk about that. We should talk about that.
Is that live now, the big bags? Oh, they are because I sold some.
Yeah. We did add some
another decaf dark roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it should be in pods too.
Yeah. Because is our espresso a medium? like a medium dark. So then the French is a true dark roast, and it's in decaf.
So we have in 12 ounce, we have decaf beanery, CB Select, espresso perfecto, and French roast.
Oh, yeah.
And if the CB Select's not on the shelf, it should be shortly.
Okay.
And then in pods, we for unflavored, we have decaf beanery, CB Select, and French roast.
Nice. Or don't we have?
Oh, we don't have espresso Select. In pods That's right. at all.
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian coffee, really chocolatey, he says. Mm-hmm.
So of our dark roast, I'm not typically a dark roast fan, but French roast is actually my very favorite.
It is.
Like, I love the French roast. Mm-hmm.
It is very good.
The Italian is a little too smoky for me, but the French roast is just, like, even keeled. Perfect.
Do like a iced French roast with like a, just a bit of hazelnut syrup. So good.
Yes.
And so to have that decaf, the darker.
Yep, so it's a true dark roast decaf.
You guys, we have put out so many new products this year. Like, think about it, right? Between, like, all the pods, the new flavors.
Samplers.
Right, the new decaf, like a gladiola. Like, every month we had something new. It's been a wild year, actually. I think
this is the last month of new products.
I think it is.
And then just holiday launches from here on out.
The new sampler flavors, like people are already talking about getting those in stocking stuffers because obviously they're awesome for that.
We added quite a few more flavors.
We added banana.
Well, and then yesterday it was like, wow, so many sampler orders. Like I just kept packing samplers and packing samplers. I'm like, all right, you know.
We've been getting a lot of sampler orders. I mean, it's a great way to try something without buying a big bag.
Right, right. Definitely recommend that before buying nine of something that you've never tried before.
Too. I think it's nice giving. Yeah, please don't buy a 96 pack and decide you don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Like, I bought nine of them. Yeah. I've never had this flavor. Let's buy 10.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Try it. Then commit, you know.
Because they do, and that is just, our flavors are, they're amazing, but they definitely have different flavor forwardness.
Right.
So like a French vanilla, a cafe caramel, you know, the nut flavors are going to be just
milder.
They're going to be a milder flavor.
Yeah.
And then our fruit forward flavors are going to be, you know, much more intense.
Face,
so blueberry, Michigan cherry, amaretto even are going to be much more flavor forward.
I always think chocolate is deceptively mild just because our base coffee already has kind of those chocolate notes to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you add chocolate on it, it's just exacerbating that flavor, but it still can feel kind of mild.
Kind of enhancing it.
Yeah.
And we always have, it's not like putting syrup on your coffees. Do you know what I mean? It's not intended to be that way.
But if you add a touch of cream, it will almost be that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you do want a little bit more flavor, put a little bit of cream in. And
I'm always surprised too when I pull, feel that I pull a lot of Michigan, black cherry, and cherry vanilla in the same order.
Yeah, people really love cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like to have the cherry, like the whole
trifecta.
Lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and to me, that makes sense, right? Because if you like the flavor forward, that's what you like.
Well, and they cherries really do taste
that
different.
And then, you can do a chocolate raspberry, which you still get that flavor, but with the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be more flavorful than like a dark chocolate almond.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So if you just really want it to taste as flavorful as possible, it's not going to, all the coffees aren't going to be for you. A French vanilla isn't probably going to be your jam.
So that's my favorite was like, I think we had a customer who got both cherry and vanilla and they're like, you know, the vanilla's not as strong, you know, compared to the cherry. And she's like, like they're not the same, you know.
And we talk about before, and to get that flavor so forward on some of those, it would taste awful.
Yeah.
It would be, I mean, think about
drinking vanilla extract.
You don't want to do that.
Sometimes if you add more flavoring, it's just going to make it taste, you know, maybe like chemically, and you wouldn't really like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be that perfect
balance. Negative.
We
try to make it as flavorful as possible without getting into negative connotations of that.
Right.
Which is it's hard to do sometimes.
And it's what we do well is that perfect marriage of both.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
okay. So, Labor Day sale ends today, code Labor 24. Mm-hmm. All the Costa Ricans should be live. All the new samplers are live.
And Patty will be picking winners.
Yep.
Yep.
Of the.
Which they get, what they get, because we found old, not, but.
I had a collection of.
subscription packs.
Yeah, of this past year. And I'm like, ah, we should give these away.
Like, we should give them to people because it'd be fun to get a...
Yeah. So you might win a pass box of something that you're like, oh, I really wish I had that flavor again. Well, guess what? I've got some in my office.
Might happen.
Might happen. You might give your wish come true. Fall flavors are out.
Oh, yeah. Fall flavors are out.
Holiday coffees are coming next month.
Next October. Month. So we already had somebody ask. Mid-October. Yeah. Well,
they've been asking for months.
Mid-October. Yeah.
Mid-October.
Mid-October holiday coffee is coming.
What else? Oh, I've got to do some giveaways of the new Costa Rican coffees. I've got to get those out there.
Lots of fun
stuff. Kind of feel like I'm just going through my to-do list with you guys.
And then not to take away from, we still will be doing, like we always do every holiday season, we partner with a charity, and we've got a really cool charity to partner with this year.
I'm excited.
The Costa Rica is something that will be going year-round.
Yeah.
But then every quarter we'll still focus on a really cool charity. And I'm really excited about this one, especially just in this economic times. I think it's really... And a really good charity.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm excited too.
Well, have a wonderful week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A nice short week.
Right? I know.
Kind of. I know. Nice. I was like, is today Wednesday?
It's like I lost my mouse.
Feels like Tuesday, you know?
It's going crazy. All right. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.